Today is the National Day of Prayer. Join us now as we pray with an area pastor.
Hello, I'm Pastor Brad Mendenhall of World Harvest Church in Enid, Oklahoma, and also part of the pastoral leadership team of Victory Center Church in Guymon, Oklahoma. It's my privilege just to spend just a moment with you in prayer today on this National Day of Prayer, and we just want to reach out to the Father God here today and ask for His hand of grace and mercy upon us, upon our region, upon our states, and upon our nation. So I'm going to pray there. So wherever you're at, if you can, join me. If you're driving down the road, keep your eyes on the road, please. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do pause for this brief moment here today, Lord God, on this, the National Day of Prayer, a day set apart, Lord God, to cry out to You across this land today. And Lord, we do just join our prayers, our faith, Lord God, just our acknowledgement of Your Lordship of our lives with the thousands of people across this great nation today that have an attitude of prayer, Lord God. And Lord, You did give us the promise that if we would humble ourselves and if we would pray, if we'd repent from our wicked ways, Lord God, that You would bring a healing to our land. And Lord, we do need a healing here in our land today, Lord God. Father, in so many aspects, Lord God, we need healing. Lord, we need rain upon this land and this region, Lord God. So, Father, we just pray for the rain, the physical rain, Lord God, that You would come, that You'd water this land, Lord God. Father, the spiritual rains, Lord God, we do also cry out for that. We need an awakening here in our region, Lord God. Father, we need an awakening in our states. We need an awakening in our nation, Lord God. You give us the promise of Your word that righteousness would exalt a nation. So, Lord, we know that just filters right on down to the very city level, Lord God. So, Father, we just pray that there just be an awakening in our area, Lord God, that it will just affect the entire nation, Lord God, an awakening to Your goodness, an awakening to who You are, Lord God. Father, may many come to know You, Lord God. Father, we just pray that blinders be removed from the eyes of those that are following the ways of the world or that don't know You, Lord God. Father, would You turn the hearts of them towards You, Lord God, over our leaders, Lord God, from the smallest level of PTAs and school systems, Lord God, to our city levels of city governments, to the state levels, Lord God, to the leaders of our nation, Lord Jesus. Would You give us leaders after Your own heart, leaders who seek You and hear Your voice, Lord God, and will lead and rule righteously, Lord God. And Father, thirdly, the reign of Your kingdom, Lord God, the R-E-I-G-N, the reign, Lord God. Father, we need Your principles. We need Your ways to rule and to reign here. Father, heaven on this earth, Lord God. Father, may Your love, may Your joy, may Your peace, may Your comfort, Lord God, may it abound in our lives. And Lord, for those that are praying with me right now that have suffered loss or that are hurting or in a moment of challenge in their life, Lord God, Father, would You reveal Yourself to them in a very special way, Lord, leading them and guiding them and directing them, Lord God. Father, we do lean heavily upon You in the seasons that we're in, Lord God. You said in John 16:33, in this world we'd have trouble. But Lord, we can lean upon You, Lord. In the midst of our trouble, we can experience peace and Your direction through it all, Lord God. So Father, we just ask again, Lord God, would You move upon this land? Would You move upon the hearts of Your people, Lord God? And Father, just turn this nation back to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Join KJIL to start each hour in praying throughout this National Day of Prayer. Hear all the pastor's prayers for today at KJIL.com.